So we began Reish Yud Aleph. We saw the Hakdama last time. The Hakdama is essentially for those people who didn't learn the Gemaras, but we did, Baruch Hashem. So let's immediately, without going over the Hakdama again, let's launch straight into the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah. I'm not sure if we'll be able to do it all in one shot, but we'll see. Let's make a start. Sif Aleph, Beis, Gimel, and Dalet. As I mentioned, I'd really like to try and pay special attention to this because this is very, very much halacha lemaisa. Mamish, halacha lemaisa, these shaylos can happen any day of the week, any time of year. Reish Yud Aleph, Simon, Sif Aleph. Says the Shulchan Aruch, let's take it slowly. Hoyu lefonov mine peiros harbe. Somebody had in front of him a number of peiros. By the way, that word lefonov is significant, as the Mishnah Berurah will immediately point out. In fact, let's go straight to the Mishnah Berurah and Sukkot and Aleph. Hoyu lefonov v'dafka. This is dafka talking about when shegam daitoi hoyo lechol mikulam, that you're intending to eat all of them. This is a very, very fundamental rule in brachas. We never force you to eat what you don't want, just for the sake of Hilchas Brachas. We're talking about they're all in front of him and he's planning on eating all of them. So then the shaila becomes, so which one first and which bracha? But if they're not all in front of him, or they are, but he has no plans of eating all of them, then obviously the shaila is a different shaila completely. If I have an apple and a grape in front of me, and I don't like grapes, I'm not planning on eating grapes. So obviously there's nothing to discuss. So you take an apple, you make Borei Prio Eitz, and Shalom Al Yisrael. We're only talking about we've got grapes and apples, and you're planning on eating both. So now you have a question, how many brachas? One brachas, two brachas, what's the order, etc., etc. But if you're only eating one of them, it's 100% your prerogative. And everybody's forced to eat what he doesn't want. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. V'davka shegam da'atoi, his das was, le'achol mikulam. Oh, if, however, ein kulam lefonov, but if they're not all in front of him. That's why the word lefonov is so important in the Shulchan Aruch, which was the lashon of the Mishnah, Agav. Hoyu lefonov. But if they're not all in front of him, or for example, she'ein da'atoi le'achol mikulam, or even if they were all in front of him, but he wasn't planning on eating all of them, ein shayich bazer din kedima. Then obviously the whole din of kedima is not shayich, it's totally irrelevant. We're not putting one ahead of anything else because I wasn't planning on eating it. If you immediately jump, and the Shaar Tzion sends us there, have a look at the Ramah at the end of Sif Hay. The Ramah at the end of Sif Hay, just before where it says Sif Vav in the Shulchan Aruch. Keep going. Next page. Yeah. The last line of the Ramah. The Ramah says, if you look, it says, V'kol zeh detzorech lahaktim. Everything we have said about being maktim, haynu dafka lechatchila. That's only lechatchila. Avolim ovaru birech al hasheni. Im habroches shavois yoytze ve'ena tzorach lachse levorech alzeh shoyele lahaktim. Okay, ubelvad, and all of this is providing shohaya daitoy gamkein olov bebirkosei, that your das was on this, the bracha. So we're clearly talking about he's got das. It should apply to all the foods because you're planning on interest eating on all the foods, and if not, then the halachas don't apply. Okay, so back to our sif and shulchan aruch. So again, hoyu lefonov. So that lefonov has turned out to be extremely significant. Back into the Shulchan Aruch. Hoyo lefonov mine peiros, you have in front of you. So we said, number one, it means they have to be in front of you, and number two, they're planning on actually eating it. Mine peiros harbe. Im birkois sehem shavois. So if their brachas are shavois, v'yesh beinehem mimin shiva, makdim min shiva, af al pi she'einoi choviv k'moi hamin ho'acher. So whose opinion is that? Rabbi Yehuda. The Shulchan Aruch at the moment seems to be telling you that if you have two minim, that's right, birkoi sehem shovois, the example of the Gemara was a zayis and a tapuach, an olive and an apple, then the min shiva wins the day, and it will trump chaviv. If, however, v'im ein beinehem min shiva, if, however, there is no min shiva, rather you have an apple and an orange, again, it's birkesei and shavos, because it's all ha'etz, then makdim hechaviv. Then indeed you'll be makdim the chaviv, whichever one you prefer most, that's the one you'll make a bracha over. So that's all talking about where birkoisehem shavos. Again, if there's a min shiva, that wins the day. And if there isn't, then you go to the next criteria, which is chaviv. Says the Shulchan Aruch, continues, ve'im ein birkoisehem shavos. If the brachas are two different brachas, for example, a zayis and a tznoin, or a tapuach and a tznoin, afilu yesh bohen mimin zayis, mimin zayin, even if there is a min shiva, going tznoin v'zayis, you have a radish and an olive is a min zayin, eze mehem sheyirtze yakdim, va'afilu einoi chaviv. This is not what we saw in Tosfos. If you remember, we had a little box that we had to fill in. What's the halacha when you have two brachas and you're making two, but the Gemara didn't tell us what the order was. So Tosfos says, so the yochid will agree to the rabbim rather than the rabbim agreeing to the yochid. And what was that? If everybody agrees to the rabbim, then chaviv wins the day. That's not what the Shulchan Aruch is paskening. Shulchan Aruch is telling you which one you make a bracha over, whatever you like. Whichever you like, doesn't mean whichever one you prefer most. But whatever you prefer, there's no rhyme or reason to distinguish. This is a different opinion, this is not the opinion of...
It's really the same thing.
No, because chaviv means whichever one you enjoy eating more.
Yeah, but
this is not dependent on that.
The maaser, he can choose. He can choose.
That's not chaviv. That's not chaviv.
What's the nafkamina then?
If one is chaviv, you do not have to select that. This is not like Tosfos. I prefer eating tznoin. That's my favorite vegetable. So according to Tosfos, you have to make a bracha over the tznoin first.
That's your favorite vegetable, even if in general or right now?
Again, we're talking about ein birkoiseim shavois. You've got a zayis and a tznoin in front of you. You definitely have a min shiva, but I'm making two brachas. Tosfos' opinion was that everybody would agree you have to make a bracha first over the chaviv, which would be the radish. The Shulchan Aruch is disagreeing. Shulchan Aruch is telling you could do whatever you like. No one of the two gets any kedima whatsoever. You could do what you like. Do what you like does not mean make a bracha over the one that you like more. That's called chaviv. Shulchan Aruch clearly says, v'afilu einoi chaviv.
Randomly take one.
Right, whatever you want. Whatever picks your fancy. No difference. Do what you like. In other words, according to this opinion, and the Mishnah Berurah in the Hakdom that we saw last week warned us, there's going to be Machlokes Rishonim, two opinions in the Shulchan Aruch. But according to this, the first opinion, the whole concept of Kedima is only when I have Birkoisehen Shavois. Birkoisehen Shavois, when there's one bracha to be made. So the question is, over which one do you make it? And the answer is, min shiva. And if there's no min shiva, then chaviv. But when there's two brachas to be made, all the halachas go out the window. Do what you like.
How does one justify that? Meaning, the Gemara tells us we have two choices. Shulchan Aruch chooses neither of them.
No, the Gemara did not discuss this case. The Gemara did not tell us. All the Gemara said was that when there are ein birkosei and shavos, and everybody agrees, mevorech al zeh, and then mevorech al zeh. That's why we left it as an open box. The Gemara did not discuss the order. Except until you get to the bottom of the Gemara, where there was two opinions in the Gemara. But the first opinion didn't specify. The second opinion, which we called Rav Yirmiya, says, yeah, ein birkoisei hen shavos, thank you very much. That is the machloikas Rav Yehuda and the Chachamim. We haven't bought that opinion yet. Mm-hmm. We're going with Ula, who says the only single solitary machloikas is when birkoisei hen shavos. If there's Ein Shavuos and there's two brachas, everybody agrees you make two brachas. Thank you very much. There's a $64 million question which you haven't answered. Yes, I make two brachas, but what's the order? So Taisa says, Chaviv. The Shulchan Aruch says, no. Okay. What's the order? There is no order. So which one do I do? Whatever you like. This is confusing because there's many opinions. In fact, even the Shulchan Aruch himself now. Let's have a look. Keep reading. V'yesh oimrim that no. This is Taisvas. This v'yesh oimrim is Taisvas. Shegam zeh b'zeh tzorich lahaktim hechaviv. Now, how do I know it's Tosfos? So firstly, because Baruch Hashem, we learned the sugyas together, and we know it's Tosfos. But even if I forgot, because I see next to the words V'yesh Oimrim, there's a little hay. So you look in the left-hand margin, the Be'er HaGoyle, and you see in the hay, he says, hey, what's the first word there? Tosfos. V'ri, V'harashpo. So that's a helpful reminder, this is Tosfos. But Baruch Hashem, we learned the sugyas, so it's not just an arbitrary, random fact. We know it, we learned it.
It gives
you all the background, the Be'er HaGoyle.
Can we just clarify Chaviv? Is Chaviv at the moment, or
we haven't discussed that? Says the Shulchan Aruch, "V'nikra Chaviv." What indeed is the definition of Chaviv? Hamin sherogil. Underline the word rogil. What does rogil mean?
Usually,
that you are usually sherogil liyos Chaviv olav, afilu im ato, with an ayin, even if presently. Remember, we saw this in the Mishnah Berurah in the Hakadama on Thursday. Mishnah Berurah says there is a discussion. What is the definition of Chaviv? What I normally prefer or what I happen to prefer at this moment? I normally prefer an olive to a radish. But it happens to be, for some reason, I have a craving for a radish at the moment. It's not generally my favorite, but it is at the moment. So Shulchan Aruch says that Chaviv is not dependent on the current situation, but rather what you are rogilios chaviv. Okay.
That's not in the Gemara.
No, we did not see this discussion in the Gemara at all. Now, I hope nobody's confused much, because this might now just tip you over. Before we see the Mishnah Berurah, we'll take this very, very slowly. Have a look quickly at the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Gimel. Don't worry, we'll come back to Sif Beis, but have a look in Sif Gimel, on the very same page that we're learning now. Shulchan Aruch says, before we go back to see the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Aleph, Heviu lefonov, if they brought in front of him Dovar, Shebirkosai Beirei Pri Ha'etz. V'davar shebirkosei shehakoil. So then we know, Brei prihoetz koidemes. Brei prihoetz wins. Okay. Shehi chashuva. Why is it chashuva? She'ina poiteres elo dovo echod. Because Brei prihoetz only patters one thing, and that is fruit. Whereas shehakoil is a far more expansive bracha. And if you remember, we saw in the Gemara there with whole mice with bakapora, the more expansive, the less chashuv. Important musa lesson in that. The more limited, the more unique, the more specified, the more chashuv it is. Says the Ken Shulchan Aruch in continuation, V'chein boirei pri ha'adama v'shehakoil. Again, boirei pri ha'adama koidemes. Now, v'im heviu lefonov boirei pri ha'etzu boirei pri ha'adama. So if you have ha'etz versus shehakoil, ha'etz. Ha'adoma versus Shehakoil? Again, Ha'adoma. What about Ha'etz versus Ha'adoma? So the Shulchan Aruch, unfortunately, does not pasken the halacha. He brings two opinions. Eze mehem sheyirtze yaktim. There is no order. Ha'etz and Ha'adoma, do what you like. V'yesh oimrim. Shebari Priho Eitz Koidem.
But if you do that Doma first, it still doesn't pocket the Eitz.
Correct. So what's the halacha again? You have a Ha'etz and you have a Ha'adoma. Shulchan Aruch says, first opinion, whatever you like. Second opinion, no. Ha'etz comes first. Now, why am I mentioning Sif Gimel? Why are we mentioning Sif Gimel? Because if you come back now to Sif Aleph, let's read Sif Aleph now that we're a little bit wiser having learned Sif Gimel. Because you'll see there might be a little bit of a clash. Again, the Shulchan Aruch said, if Birkoseyem Shavois, you go for the Min Shiva. If there is no Min Shiva, you go for Chaviv. Then the Shulchan Aruch says, if it's not Shavois, now what was the example? Kagoin, Tznoin, Vazayis, and what did the Shulchan Aruch say? Eiza mehem shayir tzayaktim. Whoa. Problem. Snoin and Zayis is Ho'eitz and Ho'adomo. So if it's Ho'eitz van Ho'adomo, what do you mean to say Eiza mehem shayir tzayaktim? That does not fit in. I'm not asking it as a question necessarily, I'm just pointing out. That does not seem to fit in with the opinion that we just mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch in Siv Gimel, the second opinion that says Ho'eitz trumps Ho'adomo. In Siv Gimel, that second opinion was the opinion of the Bahag. The Bahag holds Ho'eitz trumps Ho'adomo. The Shulchan Aruch didn't necessarily pask in that way, but certainly bought that opinion. Over here, he's telling you, Tznoin and Zayis, do whatever you like. And then he says, Tosfos, no, maybe Chaviv. But he doesn't say you've got to make a bracha over the Ho'etz first. So if you look in the Biur Halacha, not in the Mishnah Berurah, look in the Biur Halacha on the left-hand side. See where it says, Tznoin v'zayis, says the Biur Halacha, v'zeh deloy kedas hayesh oimrim shebasif gimel. This does not fit in with the Yesh Oimrim, that second opinion in Siv Gimel, who was that? Dehudas HaBahag, who says, Teboire Pri Ho'etz Koidem Leboire Pri Ho'adomo. The opinion of the Bahag is, Ho'etz always trumps Ho'adomo V'afsha Hasheni Choviv. Doesn't matter. Even if the Ho'adomo is Choviv, doesn't matter. Who koidem? What does it mean, who koidem? The Ho'etz always wins the day. Well, I'm sorry to tell you, the Shulchan Aruch over here doesn't fit in with that. The Ho'elya Rabba, Hevi, the Elya Rabba brings the Harbe Rishoinim Sphira Lehe Kabahag, that many Rishoinim, in fact, Paskin like the Bahag, to Boyer Pri Ho'etz koidem, V'chein Daito Lehalocha, and that's what he Paskin's Halocha. Not like this, see, the Shulchan Aruch. Aval Hamogin Avram, Vataz, his scheme, they agree that no, the Ozlinon Bosar Choviv. Vain Mashek Osavnu Kamei, see later on what we write. So we have a bit of a mess over here now. Not clear what we should paskin in this case. So we'll have to keep our eyes open at the end. Bli Neda, I will try and write a chart or a list, but everybody really should be doing it for themselves anyway. And then we'll go through it again. So let's have a look now back in the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan, Beis. Oh, you're jumping. Back to the beginning. Mishnah Berurah, Beis.
Mishnah Berurah.
Birkoseihem Shavois. So this was the first case when you have two fruits, same bracha, will be an example, says the Mishnah Berurah, Kagoin, Anovim, V'tapuchim, grapes and apples. So those are both Ho'etz, but one of them is the Min Shiva. So according to this opinion, Gimel Mimin Shiva, Rotza Loima, what does that mean, Mimin Shiva? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Shenishtabcho Eretz Yisrael Bohen, that Eretz Yisrael has been praised for about them. That is called the Min Shiva. Diksiv, as it is written, Eretz, Chito, Soiro, Geffen, Teino, Rimoin, Eretz, Zayis, Shemen, Udvash. Zayis, Shemen, as we know, who Dovor Echod, it's not two separate things. Zayis, in other words, Sha'oisa Shemen. Vedvash, Hainu Tamorim, Sha'oisa Mem Dvash, as we pointed out, does not mean the Dvash of bees. So what is halacha? If one of them is the Mimin Shiva, like we just said, for example, you've got a grape there, Maktim min shiva. Says the Mishnah Berurah Chiddush. Va'afilu hu chatzi pri v'hashar heim shleim him. Now this is a throwback to another sugi we've learned. Remember we had the whole thing with pieces of bread. Chito, Saira, Sholim, Choviv. The onion, half onion, full onion, says the Mishnah Berurah, for the moment, Baruch Hashem, to deconfuse matters, at the moment, Sholem is not playing a role. If you've got half a grape and a whole apple, which you make a bracha over, the half grape, even though it's not a Sholem. It's a whole lengthy Shaar HaTzion at the bottom of the page to explain this, but we'll leave that for the moment. Okay, so therefore we're being taught half a grape, a whole apple, half a grape wins the day. Why? Min Shiva. It's not Shalim, the other one is, doesn't matter. Min Shiva wins the day. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Ve'im shneihem mi min echad mi shiva saminim. What happens if they are both the eggs? You've got two grapes or two apples, which means that the min shiva doesn't now distinguish them because they're both min shiva or they're both not min shiva. Then guess what? We have a new factor on the table, which is shalem makdim hashalem afilu im hachatzi choviv yoser. Even if the half is more choviv, sholem odif. So we've just now mentioned three factors. Min shiva, sholem, choviv. For the moment we're saying, which one wins the day? Which is the top of the tree? Min shiva. If there's nothing to distinguish the two of them with regard to min shiva, because they're both min shiva, or I should be more specific. Why is that not specific enough to say they're both min shiva?
Well, it could be an order.
It's an order of the posuk. If you have a zayis and a tomor, then you'd have to look at the posuk. If you've got two zaysim or two anovim, or two apples, so then min shiva is no longer a factor. So then you go to factor number two, which is shalem. Yeah, let's say, right. It's a bit tricky, this. A lot of factors.
So what happened to Chovev?
So Chovev at the moment is not getting a look in. At the moment, Min Shiva is Choshev. Then we have Sholem, and then we have Chovev after that.
So Chovev, going back to the
if you remember, I think my had a Rosh Tevis for it.
I want doesn't get,
we always told as children. Yes, what is, remember that? We always told as children, I want doesn't get. You have to say please, don't say I want. IWDG, I stands for important. Why is it important? Because I'm in shiva. W stands for whole. D, desired. And G, godil, size. So at the moment we've seen important, whole, desired. This is exactly what the Mishnah Berurah just told us. The first criteria, what's most important? In other words, min shiva. Then you look at sholem, whole, and then chaviv.
What if he only wants a half an apple? There's one, he doesn't want, he only wants a half an apple.
So you tell me, that we said before. Mishnah Berurah already said, we're only talking about we want to eat everything in front of you. We never force you to eat what you don't want. Until that's
well, that's, you're not forcing how much, but it's forcing saying any.
Yeah, I want to eat a half apple, fine, your prerogative. No, we were growing up, we were always told, don't leave anything over, you have to eat it. This poor kid starving in
Biafra.
He's always in Africa.
Hmm?
He's always African.
Yeah.
This kid starving in Ethiopia would eat these. Well,
coffee.
Send it to them. More happy. I mean, two people would be happy. Send it to them. Okay. Says the Mishnah Brura, hey, we just said that the Min Shiva wins the day and it beats Choviv. You go for the Min Shiva, even if the Min Shiva is not so Choviv to you. Says the Mishnah Brura, Afal Pi, why? The Mailas Min Shiva Adif. Because the Maila, we're not saying that Choviv is not a Maila. It is a Maila and it sometimes plays a role. But not when it's playing against Min Shiva. Min Shiva's Maila is top of the tree. Again, this is a Machlaikas. Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda.
Is Min Shiva applicable if it's Min Shiva but you're eating in Chutz La'aretz? Does it still have the same?
Yes. Vav, we said that if there is no Min Shiva, so you do not have grapes and apples, but rather you have apples and oranges. So now Min Shiva is out. So what comes next? Choviv. We have been told by the Mishnah Brura that if one is Sholim and one is not, then Sholim would play a role. So for the moment, we're going to have to say they're both not Min Shiva, and they're both either whole or not whole. Says the Mishnah Brura, Vav, then Makdim HaChoviv. Then Choviv plays a role, because Min Shiva is not significant, because we're talking about you've got apples and oranges, which are neither a Min Shiva. So under those circumstances, what's the halacha? Choviv wins the day. Says the Mishnah Brura, what does that mean? Hainu sherogil liyos tomid choviv olav. If you want to know, the Mishnah Brura is, as it were, preempting what the Shulchan Aruch tells us in about a minute's time anyway, that Choviv means rogil. Underline the word rogil. Rogil means you regularly have a special affinity to that, but not that you particularly want it now, Dafka. Ukadel kameh, as will soon be mentioned. Fine. Ve'im ein, says the Mishnah Brura, if there's not one bracha. Everything we mentioned till now is when there's one bracha. But if there's not one bracha, says Mishnah Brura, dekiv and de ein echod poiter chaveiroi beberkosa. Seeing as over here one cannot exempt the other, why not? Because we're dealing with two separate brachas. Ein shayich kan shum maila behakdomosai. Then nothing plays a role. Any maila you can bring to me is irrelevant. Shulchan Aruch brought two opinions, but according to this opinion, if you have two different brachas, then there is no maila that will push one up the ladder over and above the other. Ve'eza sheyirtze yevarech olav v'oichel kodem. Whatever you want, you can make a bracha over. Whatever you want makes no difference. So let's now again, let's just mention an example that makes it more real. So I have in front of me an apple and a cucumber. An apple and a cucumber. So it's definitely two brachas, nothing to discuss. I happen to fancy the cucumber now. So what's the halacha?
Doesn't matter.
You're only going to eat the cucumber.
No, I'm eating both. I'm eating one. Of course you're going to eat one bracha. I'm going to eat both.
Whatever you want.
So it's choviv, but that contradicts.
No, choviv. It's not choviv. Choviv is what you generally want. I didn't say I generally like more cucumber. At the moment, I happen to want a cucumber. Why? Because it's been more tasty at the moment. Fine. So make a bracha with a cucumber first.
But isn't there a second opinion in Gimel?
Except Gimel, and see if Gimel will tell you, like we said before, that when you go ha'etz and adama, then ha'etz always comes first. And that the Bialacha said, it's a big balagan, not clear what we paskin. Quite right, well pointed out.
Bahag.
That's the Bahag. So this is a little bit tricky, to put it vaguely. So if you wash at the beginning of the meal, you avoid all this, all these shilas. You avoid a lot of shilas. It Says the Mishnah Brura in Ches, what will be an example of two different brachas, kegoin tsnoim v'zayis, dafke b'zeh. Mishnah Brura says, the Shulchan Aruch deliberately mentioned this example, the berbirkas hatsnoim is bari pri adam. Avolim hoya dova shebirkosoi shahakoil, then what's the rule? Then bevadai mevarech al hazayis tchilo, then you definitely go for the ha'eitz first. So if I've got an olive and a radish, so that's what we said, do what you like. But if it's an olive and a piece of chocolate, or an olive and a piece of meat, then what's the halacha? Definitely over the zayis. No two opinions about that. The only two opinions when you have ha'eitz and ha'adomo, but ha'eitz and shahakoil, ha'eitz definitely
wins. Is it because of the eitz or because of
not doing the minshima. Don't need to come on to even an apple. An apple and a piece of meat, what's the halacha? Apple. No question about it. No question about it. Okay, so that is all the first opinion in the Shulchan Aruch, that when you have two fruits which are not shavois, do as you please. That is not Tosus. What does Tosus hold? Says the Mishnah Berurah in Tes, v'yesh oimrim. Is the opinion of Tosis that says that what? When you have two fruits, so there is the concept of a mila. Don't say because there's two brochas, therefore any mila goes out the window. No! Sfiralei, this opinion, this is Tosis, holds the gambazer shaykh milas hakdima. Even this, even though you're making two brochas, over here also the concept of kadima does play a role. Levarech almin echod tchilo. Elo, however, the sphere that over here, the chiddush of this opinion is deloy makteminon bezem min shiva. Over here, the min shiva would not get precedence. Elo hechaviv lo yoisa yaktimenu levarech olav. The one which is chaviv is the one that you will get precedence. Olechol tchilo. So again, according to this opinion, and again, this opinion is called Tosfos. So if it's Birkei Sein Shavois, Min Shiva wins. And if it's Einam Shavois, Chaviv wins. Whereas the first opinion says, if it's Shavois, Min Shiva wins. And if it's not, do what you like. This opinion says, no, don't do what you like. Do Chaviv. Now, what happens if they're both Chaviv? Or equally chaviv, or equally not chaviv. Says the Mishnah Brura, Ochein im shnei haminim chavivim etzloi. What happens if they're both chaviv? I have an apple and a cucumber in front of me, and I like one as much as the other, or I dislike one as mostly. I have no precedent, no preference for one over the above the other. Im shnei haminim chavivim etzloi b'shove. Oz mevarich al min shiva tchila. Then obviously I go back to the min shiva. Remember, we're talking about what? A zayis and a tznoim. I've got an olive and a radish. So it's ein birkei se and shavi. So again, first opinion says, do what you like. Second opinion, that's Tosfos, says, you don't do what you like, you go for chaviv. But if there is no chaviv, so then you go back to min shiva. Then the olive will win the day. Now this is crucial. If anybody wants to underline, this is what you should underline. If you look in the Bi'ar Locha, you will see that the Mishnah Berurah discusses at great length. Let me just close that window before we get blown away. Want to donate a new shul, maybe?
What?
Want to donate a new shul? No?
I love shul.
Okay. I just mentioned last week in the shir, not the shir, in the drasha here in shul. It was Rosh Hashiva of the outside to the mirror Rosh Hashiva from Ross and Sue Finkel. I'm sure I've mentioned this in the parasha shir. The mayor yeshiva was once in big financial trouble, probably more than once, and he came to a very wealthy individual, Rosh Hashiva, and he said, "I'd like $1 million, please. I'd like you to sign a check for $1 million. That's what we need for the yeshiva at the moment." So Gvir was a bit taken aback. $1 million? Kenished. I can't. So Shiva just said, "Well, I also can't, but I do anyway." guy wrote a check on the spot for $1 million. What are you supposed to answer if Mosen Zvi Finkel says that to you? I also can't, but I do anyway.
Or Baruch Jaworski says it to you.
Did anyone write a check?
No, it's Friday night. But this is Sunday morning, Nachum, okay? No excuses. So we'll talk afterwards. Baruch Yitzchak with a D at the beginning. So you see what the Mishnah Berurah is saying over here? The ayin bir alocha, look in the bir alocha, mashe kosavnu b'shemu achroinim. In the bir alocha, discusses at huge length, and you will see there, says the Mishnah Berurah, that I mention in the name of the achroinim, de ikar ke yesh oimrim hazeh. The main opinion, now, Baruch Hashem, we've got to alocha l'maisa, is like the yesh oimrim, shehu das Roiv HaPoiskim. Most Poiskim Paskin like the second opinion, which is Toisus. Moirai V'raboisai, we Paskin like Toisus, you'll be pleased to know. Now, if you look in the brackets, continue the Mishnah Berurah, and the Mishnah Berurah tells us, the Chofetz Chaim, that, you know, I'm hedging my bets. Why? So he writes, V'gam, da'afilu l'deya ha'rishayna, because even according to the first opinion, then you could do whatever you like, she'sri'le d'mavarech ha'leizah she'yirtza, mikol mokim ha'le ha'breira hi b'yodoy, the choice is in his,
Right.
So therefore, what's the Mishnah Berurah saying? I'm safe. I might as well paskin like Tosfos. Why? Because really that includes everybody. I haven't done anything wrong according to anybody. Imagine if you paskin like the first opinion. Do whatever you like. Well, then you're arguing with Tosfos, because Tosfos maintains you've got to make a brecha on the Chovev. So according to the second opinion, says Mishnah Berurah, I'm hedging my bets. I'm much more comfortable and safe paskining like Tosfos. Make a bracha on the Chovev, because essentially there's nobody in the world who will disagree with that. So at the moment, it's emerging halacha lemaisa for the moment. Olive and cucumber. What's halacha? Whichever is more chaviv. Why am I saying for the moment? Because we mustn't forget, there's an opinion that says whenever you have ha'etz and ha'adama, and ha'etz always wins. That's the bahag, which the Mishnah Berurah says we'll have to come back to. But for the moment, two opinions in the Shulchan Aruch, Stam and Yesh Oimrim, and the Mishnah Berurah is telling us that actually the halacha is like the second opinion, which, by the way, you should know is a bit of a chiddush. Do you know why it's a chiddush? Because we normally pass out the Stam. Whenever the Shulchan Aruch brings one opinion anonymously and then says Yesh Oimrim, we don't pass out the Yesh Oimrim, we go with the Stam. So why over here do we go with the Yesh Oimrim, as the Mishnah Berurah tells us? Because actually most Achronim paskan that way. So that's the way it is. To be honest, the Bi'ah Halacha, we're not going to learn it. It's a very lengthy Bi'ah Halacha. And the Bi'ah Halacha, let's just see the first line of that Bi'ah Halacha. Turn back to the previous page. If you look at the Bi'ah Halacha, the Yesh Oimrim shegam b'zeh tzorech lahaktim ha'choviv, that which the Shulchan Aruch, what's the bottom line? That which the Shulchan Aruch writes, Deazu, this opinion, b'shem, yesh oimrim, says the Bi'aloch, I'm a bit upset. Einoi meduktuk. What does that mean, einoi meduktuk? It's not really accurate. It's not meduyuk. Why not? What do the words yesh oimrim seem to imply? That's in a minority opinion. There are some who hold. Says the Bi'aloch, I'm sorry. If you look around, you'll see that actually, Adarabba. What does Adarabba mean?
The opposite.
To the contrary, Dea Rishayna. Actually, the first opinion. Idas Eize Yechidoi. The first opinion is a Das Yochid. Miss out the parentheses. Vedeo Shnia. He does harbe rishonim. Harbe rishonim. He brings a whole list. So therefore, what's the Bi'alacha saying? The Bi'alacha says, even though the Shulchan Aruch says, Stam, do what you like. V'yesh Oimrim Chaviv, he says, I'm sorry to tell you, it's Einu Meduktuk. It's not really accurate. It's not a fair portrayal of what the Rishonim hold. Stam sounds like that's the main opinion. It's not the main opinion, it's a Das Yochid.
Don't call it
a Yesh Oimrim. Yesh Oimrim is as if to say it's some fringe opinion. It's not. And the Bi'alacha, it's a whole long arichas, we're not going to learn it now, but...
I don't know, Mishra wasn't talking about Achronim and Rishonim.
He says Rishonim, he brings the Rishonim. He says, V'deo Shnia Hidas Harba Rishonim. Most Rishonim hold out the second opinion, so to call them a Yesh Oimrim is to say, yeah, there's somebody out there who wants episode. What do you mean? He brings a whole massive list. Rav Haigon, Rashba, Rach, Rif, Rav Yov, a whole massive list. Therefore, it's no wonder that Mishra told us, look in the Bi'alacha, and you'll see that I pass in there that you go with this Yesh Oimrim. Which means, which one do you go for? Chaviv. So it sounds like, again, at this stage of the game, if you have a Zayis and a Tznoin, how many brachas altogether? Definitely two, no question about it. Which one do you make the bracha on first at this stage of the game? Chaviv. The Stam say, do what you like. Says the Bi'alacha, Ariel. The Stam say that what? Do whatever you like. But Tosfos says, no. You've got to make the bracha over the Chaviv. And the Bi'alacha says, and the Mishabura says this, the way I paskin, that is the majority opinion. So the Radish will win the day if...
Yeah.
If it's Chaviv. If it's Chaviv. Now, we have to try and tie up some loose ends over here because we can't keep saying at this stage of the game it's going to change soon. We've got one more piece of information now that we need to try and tie up once and for all. We saw in the Bi'alacha, the previous Bi'alacha, that one moment, look in Sif Gimel and you'll see there's a Bahag. The Bahag says, Ho'et Sano Adoma, game over. And you always go for Ho'et. And that throws a cat amongst the pigeons. No, they don't say that with you, Mishka Fine.
It's the game over.
You never had that expression on Rosh Zelig?
Many times at this table.
Okay, sir, please help me out of here. A bit of support. You never had that expression?
No, it's just that they didn't cotton on, really.
All right, it throws a spanner in the works. Is that any better? No?
It's a monkey ranch.
Monkey ranch?
Monkey ranch?
Monkey ranch.
Why can't you just, like, talk normal? A cat amongst the pigeons. What happens when you put a cat amongst the pigeons? They all go flying all over the show. What's a monkey ranch, by the way?
Monkey wrench.
Huh?
A wrench.
Monkey wrench? Yeah, what is that? Right, so why is it called a monkey ranch? Kasha number one. Kasha number two, what's it got to do with Hilchos Brachos?
It doesn't fit anything.
It's a good question.
Okay, so this sets a cat amongst the pigeons, meaning we've just now tried to put all the corners together and we've come out learning the Mishnah Berurah and the Bi'alacha, Tznoin and Zayis, you go for the Chaviv. First opinion says do what you like, Tosa says no, you go for the Chaviv. But, we ain't done yet because the Bi'alacha says, one moment, look in Sif Gimel and Sif Gimel tells you the Ho'et Sanu Adomo. You go to the eight, which means, no, you can't do what you like. No, you won't go for Chaviv. What will you have to go for?
Eight.
So we're back to square one. We're a little bit confused. So what do we do now? Can't ignore that opinion. How do we paskin? Do we paskin like it? Do we not paskin like that? If we don't paskin like the Bahag, fine, great. So we can forget about the Bahag for the moment. We have two opinions in Sif Aleph, and the Bi'alacha has told us categorically we go with opinion number two. But if you tell me that the Bahag has to be considered, then the whole Stam and Yesh Oimrim is all irrelevant. Why is it all irrelevant? Because if the Eitz wins the day, then the Eitz wins the day. Game over. Nishdovos Tzereden. So what do we pass on like? So the Bi Halacha at the end discusses this, and he makes a little bit of a compromise. So if you weren't confused till now, this probably will do the trick. And the Bi Halacha says we'll make a compromise. How did the Shulchan Aruch define Choviv? What's Choviv mean?
Usually.
Not now. What you're rogil to enjoy more, not now. But we have to now share a secret that not everybody agrees to that. Some say that Choviv is now. So Mishnah Berurah says, we've got a bit of opinions basically, machlekas in every which way we look at it. So the Bi Halacha says at the end we'll make a compromise. Zayis and Snoin. Shulchan Aruch and Sif Alev. Stam is, do what you like. Yesh Imrim is, go for the Chaviv. And the Shavur says, that's the one we go with. One moment. If the Chaviv is the Tznoin, so I'll make a bracha over the Tznoin. That's what you're telling me. One moment, what about the Bahag? The Bahag says the Ho'etz always wins. Even if it's not Chaviv. So the Mishnah Berurah says we will ignore the Bahag. We will ignore the Bahag unless the Zayis is Choviv to him at least now. If the Zayis is generally more Choviv, then what will be the Halacha anyway? Obviously, I make a bracha over it. Forget the fact that it's Oetz and the other Swandom, because we're going with the Choviv. If you would not have learned Sif Gimel, if we wouldn't know about Sif Gimel, so what's Halacha again? Zayis and Snoin, you go with the Choviv. And what's the definition of Choviv?
Generally.
So if I generally enjoy a radish more, I'm going to make a Adoma over the radish. Even if I happen to enjoy the Zayis at this given moment. Says the Bi Halacha, here will compromise. If you enjoy the Zayis more at this given moment, go for it. Why? Now I'll welcome back the Bahag. If the Zayis is not Choviv at all, meaning I never enjoy it more than a radish, and I don't enjoy it more than a radish now either, so the radish is absolutely 100% Choviv, then what will he make a bracha over? Choviv, and the Bahag will not get a look in. Because the Shulchan Aruch brings it, can't ignore it.
He brings it because it's an opinion, but it's
for Mevi Paskana, many Achrayim Paskana. Says the Bi Halacha, therefore make a compromise. If it's Choviv to you now, even though we Paskan that what the general definition of Choviv is, what is Choviv to you normally, not now, but I'm not going to ignore the now opinion, because I can combine that with the Bahag.
It's
a pshara of the Bi Halacha, because many Achrayim agree to the Bahag, and they say that, well, the Ho'etz wins the day, we're not going to Paskin like the Bahag full out, but this is always the derech of the Chofetz Chaim. We'll try and satisfy as many opinions as we can.
But we don't know the rationale. That was the rationale for the Bahag.
The Bahag was a different opinion. Again, the Bahag says Choviv is irrelevant. The Bahag says you always make a bracha over the Ho'etz. In which case, he's arguing on Sif Aleph. That's the Bi Halacha we saw before. Bi Halacha says that this does not fit in with the Bahag. He says, Peseda, do we paskin like the Bahag or not? He says, look what I wrote further. Peseda, we've just done that. I.e., we'll try and make a bit of a compromise. Generally speaking, no, we do not paskin like the Bahag. But if the Ho'etz is Choviv, at least for now, then we'll bring in the Bahag. So Halacha l'maisa, everybody has to know this Halacha. Mayrav Rabbeisi, you have to know this Halacha. If you have in front of you, now this really is Halacha l'maisa. This is not just for the moment. Halacha l'maisa, bottom line. Wow. Bottom line, if you have in front of you a cucumber and an apple, What are you making? What are you going to come home now for lunch? Your wife's going to serve you a cucumber and apple. What are you going to do?
Two brachas.
How many brachas altogether?
Two.
Definitely two. That's not up for negotiation. Two brachas? Two brachas. What would the Bahag tell you to do?
Eight.
Definitely eight. But essentially, we don't paskin like the Bahag. Essentially, we go with the Achronim over here, which is the Yesh Omrim. Toisus. We have to remember, my Rav Avraham, I'm going to call you up 3 o'clock in the morning tonight. You're going to tell me Toisus, 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 Toisus. We paskin like Toisus. Not like the Stam. What would the Stam opinion say? Apple and cucumber? Do as you please. Whatever you like, couldn't care less. Whatever you want, just do. What does Toisus hold? Choviv. What are we paskin like? Choviv. That's what it's about. Essentially, we paskin that. Choviv. But if you happen to prefer the apple, not generally, if you prefer the apple generally, well, that's your choviv. So, of course, you've got to make a brocha. Not because it's eight, because it's choviv. But if you have a particular fancy for an apple now, over and above the cucumber, then what bracha would you make first? But it's why? Because I'm combining the Bahag, who says Ho'etz wins the day, with the opinion that says that Choviv is now, even though we don't paskin like either of those opinion. We say Choviv is not now, is Rogil. And we don't paskin like the Bahag, but when the two coincide, that's too much traffic to ignore.
So what if you want the cucumber now? You don't want the apple now. You ordinarily would prefer the other way around. So right now, you want the cucumber. What are you going to do with the Bahag?
No. Again, you generally prefer the... You generally prefer the apple.
Right.
So the apple is chaviv. So definitely make a bracha. Even without the Bahag, you make a bracha on the apple. The Shulchan Aruch has told us you go with chaviv. Then I don't know. Then I've satisfied the Bahag.
Yes.
I don't need the Bahag though.
It's not out. Too much traffic.
Right. I don't need to combine his opinion. Again, if I've got an apple and a cucumber and the apple is generally more chaviv to me, what's the halacha? The Shulchan Aruch has told us clearly that's our definition of chaviv. Chaviv means generally. I generally prefer apples to cucumbers. Now I've got an affinity for cucumber. Sorry, look at general. But if I generally enjoy cucumbers, but now on an apple, then I'll bring in the Bahag. Very confusing. It is very confusing. There's no two ways about it. Let's just... We can't really stop over here. We've got 2 Mishnah Berurahs to do, Yud and Yud Aleph. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Yud, what is the definition of Choviv? Hamin Sherogil. The Minshe Rogil, Umashma, Midivri HaPoiskim, says the Mishnah Berurah, the implication of the Poiskim is, Diyisnahig Kach. This is what you should do. Yevorech Al Hamin, She Rogil, Liois, Tomid, Choviv, Olov. Okay. Veyit Oim Ktsas Mimenu, taste a little bit of it. Vahakach Yoich Al Hamin, She Chofetz Achshov, Loochloi. Then go back to the one that you want to eat now. The achar gemar achil also yachzor lechol hamin horishah. Mishnah Berurah is filling you in now with another detail. Again, you've got a zayis and a tznoin. You generally prefer tznoin. So what bracha are you going to make?
Dom.
You make adoma first. Says the Mishnah Berurah, this is the way you do it. You make adoma. You have a bite of the tznoin. Then you go back to
Nikonese.
Oh, eats on the apple. And you finish it. All the other way around. If you generally enjoy apples, but now I happen to want a radish, so generally that's what chaviv is. You make a ha'etz. You just have a bite. Don't finish the apple. Then you go back to the radish, enjoy it, because that's what you want to eat now, and then you finish off your apple. Says the Mishnah Berurah in conclusion, afilo im ato, even if now you happen to prefer one over the other, it doesn't matter because we go with what you generally want. Or mikol mokim, says the Mishnah Berurah, if indeed hamavorich al ma shechoviv ato be'enov, if you did make a brach on what is choviv now, it's not the end of the world. Gamkein yesh loyal mi lismoich. What does that mean? Yesh loyal mi lismoich. He's got who to rely on. Yesh poiskim, because there are poiskim she soivrim. There are indeed opinions that in fact hold to choviv nikra mashu choviv olov achshov. Brackets the Taz. So even though the Shulchan Aruch says choviv is what you prefer generally, not what you prefer now, but says the Mishnah Berurah, we cannot discard the opinion that says choviv is what you want now, and that's why the Bialocha says I can combine him when the Bahag is also at stake. It's confusing. There's no other way to put it. It's there's a lot of details. There's a lot of details, and the only real way you can remember it is to do chazara. There's no question about it. Without chazara, it's unless you're absolute genius like Nachum, and you have a photographic memory, you remember everything back to front, inside out. But for the rest of us, it's very difficult to remember. Very difficult. Remember, you have to do chazara, and the easiest way to do chazara, by the way, the easiest way to do chazara is obviously review it many times and draw charts and everything, but to view examples in your mind. Think of examples that are pertinent to you. Meaning, Zayas and Snoin, it's true, was the example of the Gemara. But I'm probably safe in guessing that this is probably the most least likely example. When was the last time you had a radish and an olive in front of you to choose from? So think of an example that you would come across, and then you'll just view it in your mind. Yeah, I very often come home and I do have an apple and a banana. So what's the halacha? I want to write at the top of the page, apple and banana, what do I do? You write all the opinions, you come to a bottom line conclusion, and then whenever you have that scenario, you'll remember the final halacha. That's the way to do it.
So it'll be yours and someone else, then, theoretically, if he has different questions.
Right. Yeah, sure.
You can?
Yeah, because this is not a shaila whether you're chiv or brach, it's just a question of which order. Somebody else makes the bracha, so you speak a bracha.
But you have to eat from the bracha that he made the order, which
right,
conflicts
sure.
with your priorities.
Yeah. So if it's not lachatchila, sure it's not lachatchila.
Right, because he makes his own bracha.
Right. But it definitely works. So again, that's the best way. Everybody should think of an example that he most commonly comes across, bananas or apples or cucumbers or whatever it is that you happen to eat, let's say on a regular occasion, where you might have this clash. Write that on the top of the page. Write the various opinions and then come to an absolute conclusion, halacha lemaisa. So whenever you have this case, you'll know it. You know, a lot of rabbonim pask in this way. Meaning, when shaila is asked of them, sometimes it's very difficult to remember all the various details and all the various opinions, but because it's a commonly asked question, and the first time you learnt it, and hopefully more than the first time, you really did go through it from the sources, and you summed up all the opinions, and you know halacha lemaisa, so next time this question is asked, you know that, listen, I'm not at the moment able to tell you all the various opinions, all the background, but I definitely know with certainty that the halacha lemaisa is XYZ. How do you know with such certainty? Because when I was absolutely in the sugya, I learnt it thoroughly, I reviewed it tens of times, and I came to an absolute conclusion, the halacha lemaisa is this. Otherwise it's very, very hard. Every shayla to remember all the background, and all the gemaras, and all the rishonim, and all the mishnah berurah, it's very difficult. Okay, we'll hold it over here.